Hello there and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane and this is Into the Verse with Kylie Kane. Of course, a horse. Today, we're back in Neverwinter Nights. This is episode 13 of Neverwinter Nights, part 13. And we are with our characters, Kylie and Jaina, as we venture our way back into the darkness of the cathedral. We have unlocked two new spells in the meantime. We actually did this off camera. We unlocked two new spells and we bought a couple things. What we bought was pain. We actually bought some new gear. I've upgraded myself, upgraded Jaina. And I'm quite excited and happy about moving on to the next floor. Before we get started, spells we unlocked. We unlocked Sound Burst, which is a spell that basically does 1d8 points of damage, and all creatures within a range must take a will save. And we also unlocked. Where's the other spell I unlocked? I unlocked another spell. Let me figure out what I did with it. There's another attack spell. What did I do with it? There's remove disease. Did I not put it on a bar? I don't think I did. Fifth level spells. Oh no, I got raised dead. Is that what I did? Hammer of the Gods is the one I took. So we're gonna put that down here. Actually, no, we won't. We'll put that over. We'll remove disease. Put Hammer of the Gods on where Remove Disease is and figure out where the hell Remove Disease is, and we'll put Remove Disease on our Healing Palette down here, and we'll also put Cure Critical Wounds on the Healing Palette down there. We'll actually do this here, put that there. This goes here. Cure Minor Wounds needs to move into slot one. I gotta figure out where the next Cure Light Wounds is there. I don't think I've got Cure Moderate Wounds. Cure Minor, Light, Serious, Critical, and Remove Disease. And we also have another final spell for the healing rack called Raise Dead. And I'm also got it on the main rack, but we've got Hammer of the Gods, which is really nice. What Hammer of the Gods does, as I close everything else out, is it smites a group of enemies with a Divine Light, 1d8 points of damage for every two caster levels, to a maximum of 5d8. So that means at the first level, we get one. We are level 9, so that should do 48 of damage. That's 48 as soon as it hits. Enemies that make a will save will take half damage and avoid being dazed for 1 to 6 rounds. That's a really, really dope opener. And honestly, I'm looking at possibly taking like one of the next feats I take, something like maybe Silence Spell or Enhanced Spell, so I can cast that at a higher level, which is pretty dope, I think. Okay. So, as we do always, as our first task, is we start casting our spells. So, we cast Bull's Strength on ourselves, Cat's Grace on ourselves, Ultra Vision. Now, these all have about 9 hours in-game time worth of casting time, and the actual casting time takes somewhere in the general range of about 15 minutes in-game, or in-game time. So that is time we've just lost by casting these spells, but that's fine. We also have our new friend, the bear, who we've summoned level 5. I'm excited to bring him forth. Hi, bear. You are my friend. He is the dire bear, and he has 102 health. Greater magic weapon on myself. Let's cast that. There we go. And we'll cast magic vestment on Jaina, which should raise her AC to 19. So, there we go. And I'm also going to cast Protection from Evil on Jaina. I don't remember if this raises her AC at all, but she definitely has it, which does a Protection from Evil. It grants a 2 deflection bonus to all armor attacks versus evil, which is all the creatures down here. They're all evil. So, I walk down here and the words, the smell of death surrounds me, which is a little worrying. So I'm looking at the map here, and this is a rather simple area. We've got a corner room we're about to walk into. I don't see any enemies right now. I'm looking around. I don't see any enemies. A corner room with 3, looks like burning crosses, a fence gate in the middle, and 2 directions we can go. We can go to the south and to the northeast. Let's take the northeast first. Enemies immediately appeared. So we are immediately in fighting mode. Skeleton warrior is trying to attack Jaina, but Jaina's like, nah, man, I will handle this myself. Jaina's not really attacking, but my bear is putting up some work. They're both barely injured. We can actually heal them pretty quickly with a Cure Light Wounds on Jaina. And that should heal her up completely. Yes, almost. This is cast as a somatic spell, something we actually have a lot of. And then we'll cast one on our bear. Because casting magic is what we do in this world, and the bear is full health again. So that was a really nice little run there. A bunch of skeletons are what popped up, by the way. A skeleton priest, skeleton archers, skeleton... a 34 gold. Look, that skeleton was packing some heat right there. I love that. That's some good stuff right there. So let's grab another skeleton mage's stuff. A average negative trap kit. So we might have to worry about a little bit of traps. Some 8 gold. We got about 50 or 60 gold for that. So we're starting to move slowly down the hallway. There's nothing here. We got 3 flesh clan warriors there. And Jaina's immediately beginning to take combat against them. It's trying to pass me and the bear, but can't make it past. So it's funny that it's dead. The first flesh clan warrior's dead. We're hitting him pretty hard. I want to cast Hammer of the Gods, but I want to save it for... more dire situations. The bear is taking some hits, of course, acting as a tank of sorts. And the Flesh Clan's actually aggroed to Jaina. Get out of here. Get out of here. We grabbed a silver necklace. We have grabbed a potion of antidote and a silver ring. Can I, like, just straight up use heal, or do I have to use a healer's kit? Probably just have to use a healer's kit. I wonder if there is a straight up heal ability that we can, like, put on a bar somewhere. I wonder. Let's find out. This is a... would probably be a special action. It's a cleric action. No, there is no healing that we can just do. Custom text, emote, assign special, assign command. Other actions. Let's look at the other actions. We can assign barter, examine, and assign talk to. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Let's go here. Let's click. Resistance is probably the one I want to click over. Let's put light off here because light is so rarely used. Special abilities, attack, assign spells, assign custom text. What about assign commands? Heal me, attack nearest, inventory, handle trap, pick lock, stand your ground, guard me, follow. That's fine. So we can actually just quickly do some of these stuff from a menu we can actually just grab real quick. But nothing I am too terribly interested in. All right, so we have some rooms that we have walked up on in this hallway, and this room is very tiny. And it looks like there's a sarcophagus in front of us. Oh, before we go to open up the sarcophagus, we have 2 rotting corpses in front of us. And one is a ghoul, the other one's a rotting carcass. Rotting carcass tries to hit me. Fails to hit me, and the bear takes him out. Very good. Very good job, bear. All right, the sarcophagus is trapped. I'm just going to bash it. It looks like we've all been hit with a little bit of poison damage. That sucks. But it's a thieves tool plus 6, so that's fine. All right, we'll just wait for the poison to wear off. It will eventually wear off, so let's open up the next door. It's also a room that is with a rotting carcass in it. And we're immediately attacking the rotting carcass. Rotting carcass is definitely hurting himself. And the rotting carcass is now dead. Does the rotting carcass have anything on them this time? A potion of antidote? Oh, we have potions of antidote. I forgot about those. Let's use the neutralized poison on myself. And I want her... Hey, Jaina. Show me your inventory, please. And I want to give you this potion, please. Can I just use it on her? I can. Oh, I can just take it out of my inventory and hand it to her. That is so dope. I actually didn't know I could do that. I have opened up a world of new possibilities that I can just hand something to somebody and they do it. Oh my goodness. What have I been missing for so long, y'all? All right, so we finished room 2. We've cleared room 2. We're about to clear room 3. Room 3 is now open and 2 more enemies, a ghoul and a rotting carcass and another sarcophagus. Did I open the sarcophagus in the other room? I did not. I actually just thought about that. I was like, I didn't open it, did I? And they died as well. had an Endrix, had a jewel and a no items in that one, and a silver necklace. Let's open up the sarcophagus. Gives me a potion of aid. Not too shabby, not too great either. Get out of my way, Bear. Bear, Winnie the Pooh, out of the way, buddy. Winnie the Pooh is just stuck in our way here. Oh, we did open the sarcophagus. I think we pulled the healer's kit, 3 out of it. So we're continuing our path down the road again to the next area, opening it up, and it is a hallway into a massive room. This is probably a perfect chance for Hammer of the Gods. Let's drop Hammer of the Gods. I'm going to cast it. Oh my goodness, it killed everything but one zombie. That is so cool. Let's just... Oh, a gargoyle appeared as well. Oh my goodness, gargoyle appeared, and the gargoyle is dead. Oh my goodness, that was crazy. A gargoyle. Gargoyle? That are we playing gargoyles now? Is that a game? That was a game back in the day. It was a show, wasn't it? I think it was a show. Gargoyle had a gargoyle skull in it, which does what? It just weighs money, weighs pounds. I don't know if it's good or at all. And we got a critical hit on the gargoyle. That's dope, I think. We're going to borrow from the townsfolk that died. Sorry. I don't have anything nice to say. It's just, I'm sorry you died. That sucks. 3 of them died. One of them's carrying a gemstone. That's pretty cool. All right, let's enter this room very, very slowly. We're not sure what's in here. We're not sure what's in here, but there is a pedestal called the Archbishop's Journal. And it looks like some Stone Clan demons. Oh my goodness. Oop, I accidentally hit the wrong button there. Oh, this is definitely where I wish I had my thing here. We're going to hit Sound Burst here real quick. Sound Burst worked. That's awesome. It was a critical hit. Yes, Sound Burst actually worked and kind of saved our lives a little bit. It looks like Jaina is definitely putting in some work. As there are a ton of skeletons across the bridge who are definitely attacking one after another. They're all the burning dead. I'm hoping things are going to be okay. Come on. I am unable to reach my target through the bear, sadly. I'm not too worried. The bear is dead. They're all attacking me. I'm not too super worried about it because Jaina should be able to heal herself. I say that... Yeah, she did heal herself, thankfully. Good job, Jaina. You're a queen. Oh my goodness, that was fantastic. There were so many enemies, so much good stuff that just happened back to back to back to back. I'm impressed. I'm straight up impressed. So we're gonna grab all the stuff off the enemies. We had 3 Frost Clan demons or Flesh Clan demons or some sort of like Fire Clan demons there. That we had to deal with. We had a bunch of zombies that popped up. A lot of them suffered due to my sound burst, which, you know, not a bad idea to take that spell. That was a good call. We're trying to loot all the bodies here, which is actually a lot more difficult than it might look because some of these bodies are like stacked on top of each other, and it's very difficult to grab the stuff off their bodies as they're stacked so close together. And then we'll rest before we move forward because I like my bear. He's pretty big, which makes him very difficult to get around. But, I mean, ain't too terrible. It ain't too bad. It ain't too bad at all. All right, we're looting more bodies. We're gaining gold, eagle splendor, another raised dead, which, hey, we just unlocked that spell. So we actually don't need to use these scrolls anymore to do that. And also... You know, it's fun. I don't have to actually pay for resurrection spells on Jaina if something bad was to happen. So that's awesome. And we're going to go walking back to... What is that? That looks like a door maybe a way further in or down. I'm not entirely sure right offhand. I couldn't tell you. All right, there's a sarcophagus in front of us. Let's open it up. And it is a potion of invisibility. That's very dope. And we're about to unlock the Archbishop's Journal. It says, this seems to be a journal written by the Archbishop Lazarus. Most of the was written in an archaic language you can understand, but an excerpt of it was written in plain English you can understand. Let's read the journal. Lord of Terror and survivor of the dark exile. When he awakened from his long slumber, my lord and master spoke to me of secrets that few mortals know. He told me of the kingdoms of heavens and the pits of the burning hells engage in an eternal war. He revealed the powers of that brought the discord into the realms of man. My lord has named the battle for this world and all who exist here the Sin War. We will take the journal. So we now have the first of the Archbishop's journals in our possession. Looks like enemies are finally beginning to despawn, which is dope, which means we can start looting the rest of them that we couldn't loot prior. That's cool. And we have a door in front of us. It's time, good high time to take a rest. The 15-minute day is definitely upon us, apparently. And it's pretty bad. It's pretty intense. Everything about this is intense. It's like super intense. There's so much going on. So much in here that we've just learned. And of course, as you do, we're going to refresh our spells. I want to say that having the Hammer of the Gods, like, and Sound Burst is probably two of the best spells I have, and I need to keep them for ambush scenarios. So when we get ambushed, I need to keep those on hand for large ambushes so I can quickly take out the majority of the groups that have popped up and are trying to, for lack of better terms, end my existence, because that's what they're trying to do. I say they're trying to do it. They're failing at it. They're not very good at ending my existence. I just accidentally walked while I was trying to cast Greater Magic Weapon. That didn't work. What am I doing? And we're going to, of course, cast Magic Vestment on Jaina, our friend. Cast Protection from Evil on Jaina. And finally, summon our creature, which is Summon Creature 5. I absolutely love it. So, wrong button. And let's cast our spell. There we go. And we brought our friend, the summoned dire bear, back. Awesome. Okay, so we're moving forward into this dungeon. I'm terrified of what I'm about to see. Let's go open this door, which is a stone door. Not sure what's behind it. A long hallway. This is kind of dangerous. All right, we step forward just slowly. It looks like my bears and whatnot have spawned beside me. We have two gargoyles in front of me. And some Flesh Clan demons who just took out, I think just killed some villagers. Yep, and the gargoyles immediately appeared. I figured they would, but we got to take them out quickly. Our Jaina immediately casts, looks like she casts Entangle, which is bad. How's our health on everybody looking? They're looking fine. Jaina is doing okay down there. I'm just keeping an eye on everything that's going on right now in the fight. We got three Flesh Clan demons, a gargoyle who is definitely attacking Jaina kind of poorly. It looks like the bear is going to take out Jaina. The Flesh Clan demons are dying off. The gargoyle is now dead, and the final Flesh Clan demon is injured, near death, about to die. Boom, Flesh Clan demons are dead, and we can cure serious wounds. Bull strength. Ooh, another potion of bull strength. That's dope. And let's check the last one, which has some sort of bolt of lightning on them. And the gargoyle has some gold on the ground. Let's find out what the gargoyle gave me. Another gargoyle skull. I wonder if the gargoyle skulls are worth a darn. So three villagers are dead. We couldn't make it to them in time, sadly. And they definitely had some good stuff on them. So we're going to grab all that good stuff. And I think we're actually going to head back to town now. So it's a good time for town portaling. So let's go and grab my town portals, which are in stack one. Open up town portal. Let's cast it right here. Town portal and begin our walking. And while we're doing this, I think that this, honestly, a little bit shorter episode, but we did a ton in this episode, learned about the Archbishop Lazarus, and just had a lot of fun. So this is going to be a shorter episode, but I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And when we come back, we'll jump right back into the awesome fun of what we're doing and continue on throughout the realms of Tristram. So we'll see you next time and roll that end card. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.